Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, and it means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man, one new species of being, one new humanity. And we're just learning about the fullness of this and the authority that we've been given on planet Earth. And I am so excited because my guest, Keith Miller, literally went to heaven and had a revelation of the seven spirits of God. And as he explains on each of the spirits and dimensions of the spirit of God, as he explains, there's really a transferable anointing that occurs, and it will occur as you're listening. Now, Keith, on yesterday's broadcast, you talk about hearing heavenly music. Explain.
I was recently, this was just recently, I was woken up early in the morning, about 3 in the morning, and heard literally the majestic splendor, or the choir of God, if you would. I could hear the sound of worship that in heaven. It was like I was right there, and it just undid me. And what brought a revelation that was brought in the encounter was the majestic splendor of Him, the awe of God, not just in what He's going to do with us and what He's going to release through us, but just the awe of God, just being awed with Him and His majestic splendor, His glory, and how awesome He is. It was an incredible thing. It was a humbling thing. And
tell me about the rain that actually this occurred in your home.
Yes, we the next day from after the encounter, we were sitting there, my wife and I, and all of a sudden a golden rain began to pour on me. And I went, what in the world? And my wife looked at me, I said, I'm being rained on. And instantly I asked the Lord, and He said it was Ezekiel rain. I said, Ezekiel rain? And He told me that it's Ezekiel 34, where around the mountain of the Lord, He will release the golden showers of blessing. And His people will have a harvest. It actually, I like what it says in one translation. It actually says a plump, abundant harvest because He gives rain at the proper time. And that's what the Lord told me. What He was doing right now was releasing fresh rain that was watering words that we've been carrying for years in our hearts.
Prophecies that perhaps we've heard 20 years ago?
Yes, things that, and even things that we've only saw the 30 unfolding of. And He says, I'm putting fresh, remember in Job, it says in 14, that the stump of the tree, the olive tree, just smells the fragrance of rain and it begins to bud.
I almost feel like it's beginning to rain in here. Out of curiosity, you saw this golden rain. Did your wife see it also?
She didn't see it, but she felt it. She felt it, and what happened was, we were both instantly like in the spirit in the sense that we were like in a place where we were just seeing visions and different things like that. It was just an incredible encounter, and we began to see these little buds blossoming and blossoms turning into fruit, and we knew that the word was to God's people to encourage them, which is really 1 Corinthians 15. 57 to 58, that the Lord's given us the victory. Therefore, my brethren, stand firm without wavering, without moving, knowing that your work in the Lord is not in vain.
Well, that was a prophetic word for many of you. Grab it. It's yours. Tell me what happened in Texas when you were frozen.
Well, the Lord began to teach me on the sevenfold flow. I said, Lord, I don't want to just know about the sevenfold flow. I want to function in it. And in a meeting, I was right in the middle of the preaching, and my wife was there, several of my staff was there, my friends were there, and as I was preaching, all of a sudden, I'm preaching, and I was just frozen. My hand was actually kind of out, and I froze right then. And as I froze, and I had been asking, Lord, I want to function and operate out of what Jesus ministered in. I want to function out of the sevenfold flow of the Holy Spirit. Without measure, break off measures. Anything's possible with you. If I'm surrendered, I want to function and see the unlimited flow of the Holy Spirit. However you want to flow, I want to let you flow. I don't want to come short and no give in thinking that I only can minister in this realm, but as a surrender vessel, that you can do whatever you want. And all of a sudden, in that moment, I was literally frozen, and I saw, I'd been praying this prayer, let it be unto me according to the things you've written for me. Let it be unto me according to the things you've written for me. David prayed that prayer in Psalms 139. And so I said that, and all of a sudden I saw a word, kind of, just all of a sudden a word go into me. I said, what in the world? And then all of a sudden I saw a sentence going into me, and then a paragraph, and then I started seeing books going into me. And it was the spirit of impartation of the spirit of wisdom. And we see that they said about Jesus in Mark 6:2. Well, let me finish this part. When I come out of the encounter, the one thing the Lord's always told me to do, the first person I always pray for impartation, not just prayer, but for impartation after an encounter with the Lord, is my wife, because we walk equally in this together.
How long were you frozen?
Oh, for a good 5 to 6 minutes. Didn't move. I come up out of there, and out of the encounter, and everybody was just kind of looking at me.
Okay, you pray for your wife, then what?
She was standing right in front of me, because all of a sudden she seen it happen, and she moved right up there. And when I come out of the encounter, she was standing right there with her hands up going, I'll take that too. Because she knew something had just taken place for me.
Well, right now, there are people listening to us, and they're saying, I'll take that too. Would you pray?
Father God, we thank you right now that we see all through your word that you've filled your people with the spirit of wisdom and understanding. That wisdom is not analytical ability, but it's ability from you to us to function in what we're created to do. So I thank you right now for a fresh release, not a touch, but a river of perpetual, continuous flow of the spirit of wisdom to be released for every person listening right now. I thank you for wisdom to function in the things you've purposed for us. We thank you for wisdom to call forth the unseen to be seen. We call forth for wisdom to be a wise master builder, building according to the blueprints of heaven, and bringing forth the unseen to the seen in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you for creative ideas right now to be released for your people. I pray for business people that are listening right now for creative ideas in the business realm. I thank you for creative ideas in the area of arts, gifts, songs, music, all kinds of different creative arts. I thank you for that, Father God. I thank you that we're coming into a whole new season of prophetic declaration in the arts by the spirit of wisdom and understanding. And I thank you for filling up your people right now and let the river of wisdom and understanding flow. But we're not asking for a touch. We're asking for a river, perpetual, continuous flow. And we thank you, Lord, that it's not just ankle deep. It's just not knee deep, not just waist deep, but we're asking for the fullness of to flow right now. I'm praying in such a way for every person now, right this minute, like they said of Jesus, where did this man get such wisdom that these mighty works are done by his hands? I pray that for every person now in the name of Jesus. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen.
Very briefly, when you got the spirit of wisdom, what change occurred in your life? What did you see in the business world?
It was amazing because I started having dreams of how to put together things and make things that in the electrical business that I shouldn't have knew how, because I never went to college, never went to school for it, but I was engineering things that were keeping our business constantly in demand because of these items that I was getting in dreams and different things like that, and we'd make them, and so we'd be in constant demand. I never knew a slow time in business because it always seemed like something of a download would come right at the right time in the area of some kind of thought from the Lord or a dream, and I'd put those together, and they'd be in demand. In the same way, like the writing of the book, I believe that by the Spirit of wisdom, the book was put together because I don't have the educated background, but the Lord's really put together a book that they're using in seminaries, that they're using, it's all going through the world. Pastors are reading it, doctors are reading it, leaders are reading it, and it's not my ability, but it was the ability of the Spirit of wisdom and understanding functioning and flowing out of my life, and He can do that for every person listening.
Well, the operative word with your book is it came from heaven, and there is an impartation of the seven spirits of God. I urge you to get a copy of this book and get off the sidelines. Get out of being a spectator. Become a participant. That's what God wants for you. The name of the book, Surrender to the Spirit, donation of $20, Shabbat broadcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord causes countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grants you His shalom. That's His fullness in spirit, soul, and body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.